Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. I was right. Not that anybody else was wrong, but I was right. But I'm not saying that anybody was wrong. I said that the Red Sox would have a case of the glugs. They had a case of the... What's the matter? I had a case of the glugs.
I was right. I said one of these teams would win this game.
I did say that.
But I said... But Tanner Houck was on the mound, and people were going, ay, ay, ay. And they ended up winning. There you go. Hey, you know what? Nobody cares if we're right, but and it's 6 a.m. The show just started. I'm going to take a little bit of time to go, yeah, you know what? I was right. Can I have a little bit of a...
I'm going to go out on a limb, here. And there's only been one day that this would have been wrong in the last decade, but right. they will play sports today.
Did you guys give opinions on who's going to win and who's going to lose?
Or
you want to keep personal?
I don't know that we had a reason to give an opinion.
You want to keep personal prediction scores?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. Why?
I think it would be hilarious if we caught word from the Red Sox camp that actually we were on a spiritual retreat. We did not do anything the night before. We have proof.
We've been fasting.
We went here and we studied. We went to all the Cleveland signs and sat and meditated.
You think they're going to do that, baseball players?
But Ken was adamant that they were out partying.
I took a stab at it. We'll find out. Maybe I was right. Maybe
so
I was wrong.
Is that what makes you right? Because they lost, so it's automatic that they were out partying?
Yep, you lost. You were drunk.
But see, the problem is you're almost, in a way, you're robbing.
All right, fine, forget it. I'll never say anything about sports.
You're robbing
that team from Valley City that we beat last week of 10-year-olds. They obviously were drunk the night before.
Were they on a road trip with a day off on the way back from Pittsburgh?
Of course.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. But what you're kind of doing is you're kind of discrediting Ben Lively and his performance.
Not discrediting Ben Lively. He took advantage of a situation.
You're basically giving the Red Sox an excuse.
That's not an excuse. It's no excuse to be, huh? If you're going to hoot with the Owls at night, you better be able to soar with the Eagles at 6:10 p.m.
If for some reason the Cavs do not pull out a victory in game three, are we going
to
say
they went to Disney?
It's obvious.
Do we
they
not
were
say-
at Universal Whoa. City Walk
do we
until
not say
3
that?
a.m.
Owen, do well, now I'm actually, now it's
I
argument.
Saw Evan Mobley in the splash zone.
Guys,
over at SeaWorld.
We say that every time they go to L.A. and every time they go to Miami. We call it the South Beach Flu. It's kind of well known. Thank you. Champions Pose. Boom.
So what is it called in Cleveland?
Hope the rest of the show goes better for you.
What is it called in Cleveland?
It's called the Cavs are in the playoffs. We ain't got nothing to do here, so let's go out and have some fun. That's what it's called. In Cleveland, you know, we can...
Well, so wait a second. When you
get
really,
our hooks in you.
When you really break down what Ken is saying, if you go to the party cities, they're partying. If you go to the cities that suck, they're partying.
They're partying. I didn't say we suck.
They're just
You said we suck.
You just said there's nothing to do here.
I said the playoffs are here. We ain't got nothing else to do. Here we go.
So Ken thinks basically
we ain't got no job.
The players are just partying 100% of the time and should lose every game no matter what.
And they are baseball players.
Way to go, losers.
But I thought with an extra day off, they might be a boozing Susan. And here we are. They might have been on the hooch.
Well, I was excited about it because it could mean one thing, Kenny.
You weren't excited.
That Jose Ramirez might use that to fuel. Remember, he has stumbled out of the gates. He's done that before, and yet they've withstood it. They haven't needed it. And then yesterday, he responded. So what does it all mean?
He was not partying.
Oh, he's not a partier. Jose takes it deathly serious. Look at the guy. He's an Adonis. It's fantastic.
He's batting two after yesterday. He's batting 240.
It's a bit of a slow start. What do you want? We don't need him to. And right now,
that's precisely my point. Is that they've been able to get off to this amazing set. They are 17-6 right now.
Doesn't he still lead in RBIs? Isn't he the leader in RBIs though on the team? I thought he still was. He's going into last night. I mean, he did have a solo home run last night, so I only got to see half. We came home from our own baseball game, so that was fine.
Any hangover there?
No. I tried to get Axel into the hooch, but he decided, you know.
One day.
Struck out anyway. He did get a walk and then scored, so we got that going for him. First game of the season. Got to get those early game jitters out. And I'm glad we played because, you know, I got the whole thing and all the other stuff. So there you go.
Think about it. They are 17-6. They have basically played in front of no crowds the entire year because of the weather. And yet that hasn't bothered them.
Yeah.
That hasn't bothered them at all. Like, you would think it'd be tough for some teams to get up for those environments. Maybe it's just the teams they're playing can't get up for them. Because this is just continually, like, I'm getting texts last night. I never get April baseball texts when the NBA playoffs are going on. Nobody bothers to text me. I'm getting texts last night. Vogt has already got manager of the year locked up.
We got
like April. I didn't think you could win manager of the year in April. I thought you could only lose it.
Twitter reactions on Scheiben Jewelers. Our Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nick Carnes, the poet. He has laser eyes on Stephen Vogt. So now we have three teams with laser eyes.
Who's got the biggest laser eyes?
I would still say it's Andrew Berry. Now, yours on Kobe Altman or something. You have laser. Doesn't, you put laser eyes on
Andrew
Kobe
Berry,
Altman.
Doesn't he have to have a team go on a playoff run before he can have true laser eyes?
Doesn't Kobe Altman have to have a team go on a playoff run?
They're about
true
to,
lazy,
they're about like, to sweep a series.
Laser here. Eyes, not lazy eyes. Laser eyes.
They're about to sweep a playoff series here.
Stop laughing. It ain't funny.
Although somehow the Cavs are underdogs in this game three. And I know people say, well, they're on the road. Have you seen the series?
Well, yeah, but now like, Donovan has sore ribs.
I think Cavs are going to be just fine.
What? You didn't hear that? It's sore ribs.
I'd rather have lazy eyes than sore ribs. No,
I'd rather have sore ribs. You get back from that, you know, that whole thing. You know, lazy eyes, you got to do the whole corrective thing, and it's
shoot them with lasers, and then you're good.
No, I had a lazy eye when I was a kid. I had to wear the glasses. And I can't believe this jogged my memory. So we go, we get the glasses, and my dad, like, I remember I put on these pair of frames, and my dad's like, those are really cool. He liked them. And I'm like, these suck. But I couldn't say it because my dad was so excited. I didn't want to like, hurt his feelings for whatever. I'm like, I'll take these. And I went first day of first grade with those glasses on, and I made it about 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And my buddies busted my stones to pieces about these glasses. They were really Jeffrey Dahmer frames. They really were. And I took that, and my dad's like, why aren't you wearing your glasses? Those are correct your eye. And I was like, no, ain't gonna happen.
This is first grade?
Yeah.
I am so blown away. Kenny has like 100 very, very clear memories of your youth.
There's a lot of things that happened in my life.
First grade, I can't tell you one thing. I can't tell you one thing about second grade. I can't tell you one thing about third grade. What was it that your memories were so forged at that time?
Because I really think you didn't have enough trauma in your life. I know you had trauma. You didn't have enough remembering it all.
Nah, there's...
You got to suppress that
I
stuff,
think
man.
That, I'm into...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or...
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember, I'm an only child, so I had a lot of time to talk to myself about my childhood trauma, which my parents are great. It's everybody around that were a little bit rough. But my first grade very well. My first grade teacher is the only teacher I didn't like.
You remember every grade really well because you've told the stories on the air and on the podcast. And I'm like, I don't have any recall.
Well, stop
of
telling
any,
the stories if you want me to stop telling.
I don't. Well, some of them are better than others, okay. Like the one you just told. I don't have any recollection of any of these stories. And it's not just that you're telling the stories either. It's the vivid details. You always mention seven names, seven neighbors, their parents,
seven
their aunts and uncles.
Seven brothers.
And I'm like, I don't remember 7 years of my life back then.
Well, I didn't spend a lot of time in the Alps like you did. So there's a little bit of...
Yeah, you think that had something to do with it?
That might have a little bit of something to do with it. You know, one of us was a little bit more snowblind than the other one.
Did your parents take a lot of pictures?
I ain't against hitting the Bunny Hills, but, you know, I didn't go to...
I have no pictures of my youth. Do you have pictures? Do you have big scrapbooks?
I got all the pictures.
Nothing. I have no... It's actually really, really sad because we have obviously all these videos. These amazing videos that we have of our... That's all we do. We're going to have that. They're going to be so... I do wonder if there's going to be resentment of these kids that nothing was left to wonder. They can't make it up because it's all documented. Their entire youth...
Boy, that's a good point.
At least we can go back and kind of... exaggerate the details of our stories.
Yeah.
These kids won't be able to do that. Be like, no, you went 0 for 4 at the plate. We have it on video. No, I hit that home run and the whole town carried me off. No, they didn't.
Actually, son, that was a single with three errors.
Right. None of that happened. You won't be able to lie and get out of any of that.
You gotta be generous on the score when they're little, man.
No.
That's how you
build champions, Ken.
The one coach was out of town on business. I had to run the game changer last night, buddy boy. And there was definitely a few doubles that were probably an error that I'm going, nope, that's a double. And there you go.
No errors.
Oh, look at him. He got a triple. That's amazing. Ball's over there in left field doing God knows what.
Look at
kids
the team
his nose.
Speed that we've been able to accrue over
time.
Yeah,
man.
We've developed
stolen bases last night.
Yeah, come on.
Everybody... I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get stuck on game changer the rest of the year because there's a lot of pressure on it to get the thing right.
You can only have four staff members. So
He asked me pitch count last night. I looked at him like I was defusing a bomb. I felt like Keanu Reeves in speed because it's the first game of the season. So there's...
Well, you got to keep control of the pitch count.
Yeah.
And if you don't take the required numbers of day off between pitch count days, then you forfeit the game. Two violations. Have a seat on the pine for a whole game. Suspension. Three violations?
Yep.
We'll see you out of the CBBA.
Little League...
You go smoke behind the barn.
Was it the Little League Union that put all these rules together?
Of course. Manfred's in charge of that, too.
Amazing. Yep. The college athletes can't collectively bargain. No rules for the college athletes now, but at this level.
He made us change our name.
Nope. Except if you play Dartmouth basketball, then you can collectively bargain. Yeah, but it's just a lot of pressure on that. I told you, I was glad the pitchers pitched the whole game now because I don't want to go out to first again.
Did you get your whole game in?
No. We got to the fourth, and we were up by a good enough amount that it was...
Who had more fans last night? Your game or the Guardians
Red Sox
game?
It does say,
and I know these are the... they say official totals. because they always include the season ticket holders, yeah. But 13.5 is what they had last
okay.
night.
Like 13 sure. and a half people.
No, it says 13,543.
That sounds like when I used to get on the scale and go, that ain't right, and get off and get back on the scale, and then go, like, no.
I saw Jose's home run and the seven people in right field chasing after the ball.
See, but I think these are the games that are fun. I saw people go,
those are the best games.
These are the games that are fun to go to. First of all, they can hear you,
yep.
so you can heckle,
right.
you can talk to everybody. Yep. I mean, I know we had Boone mic'd up somehow, some way,
yes.
for that game the other day with the
Josh
Yankees.
Naylor leads with 20 RBI.
Oh, he's got him by one,
yeah.
right?
Go ahead there, Tony. Sorry to cut you off.
These are the fun games to go to. You guys got to remember, when I was young, this is a story I do remember. When I was young, the Indians were the best offensive team in the history of baseball. You couldn't go to games.
Right.
There were no games you could go chase yeah. a foul ball. It was impossible. Everybody was in their seat, and there was no right corner. There was no standing room only there. You did have some standing on that porch.
Listen to you giving all your memories
field.
From when you were young.
Well,
here's all these memories.
This I do remember because I didn't have a winter jacket that was good enough, and I had to go to the bathroom and stand in the bathroom because I was too cold, and I had to have my mom take me home because it was too cold. While Kenny Lofton, Albert Bell, Jim Thome.
The greatest lineup ever assembled, and Lima's just in the bathroom shivering.
It was very sad. I didn't have the right jacket, Kenny. Very
I
sad.
I can't say words.
But now you can go to the games and you can heckle, you can have fun. They might even let you on the field.
That is very sad.
These days are over. I've got a family now. I've got a daughter that when I come home, she's excited to see me. Unless the Wiggles are on.
Does she have a jacket?
Oh, she has. We've spent a fortune. Not a small fortune. We have spent a fortune on these kids. I feel like they're, in relation to me, they're like Chris Rock's kids.
What?
In relation, Chris Rock always talks about how he grew up poor.
He made a whole TV show on it.
Yeah, now he hates his kids because they're rich kids. Who likes rich kids? Well, I feel like my kids are going to be rich kids compared to how I was raised.
I got very nasty with Axel the other day for no reason because he goes, what was it like when you were a kid? And I go, you have a hell of a lot better than I did, I'll tell you. Like, for whatever reason, that's why I shouted
in his
direction.
He doesn't have to go on a paper route.
No.
Well, you got to listen to the expanded podcast.
I did use a line yesterday, I'll tell you this, because he went to like not carry, he wanted me to like carry his bag back to the truck. I'm like, no. You put your backpack on, your bat bag on, and carry it back to the truck.
Yeah.
And I go, by the way, I saw you picking up the dog crap. You didn't leave a little bit there. And I go, I'm going to give you 10 instead of 20, half the pay for a half-assed job. Then I realized there were a bunch of other 8-year-olds standing around. I can't say ass in front of a bunch of other people's kids. So I immediately kind of stalked away.
You got to give their parents ideas so they can pay them half.
That was an idea I got from my buddy Dan Duncan's dad. Mowed the lawn. He goes, what's this? You said $10. He goes, half the pay for a half-assed job, and walks back in the house.
Now, does the government get a piece of that,
Greg
too?
Greg Duncan. This is under the table for the X-Men. I should tax them.
How great would that
I
be?
I should
You got to show them on the real world.
Yeah.
You got to say, this is why it matters who the president is. This is why you got to get into politics,
I'm
going
to go, get on your Chromebook there that the school lets you use and look up Don't Tread on Me flags. You're going to need one, buddy boy. All right, coming up at 8 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Coming up later.
I had a working theory on those flags. By
Orlando. Let's save that for 9:40 on Friday. Orlando fans got a hold of Lima's viral video of now what's turning into the kick heard around the Eastern Conference. That is coming up later on. Up next, I didn't think they were that bad here, but the officiating and the calls were so bad in Philly, they're staging a protest. It's coming up next at About Last Night on the...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.